Welcome to The Conscious Code, the series where we dive deep into the captivating world of the human design gates and gene keys. Get ready to embark on a cosmic journey as we explore the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Every 6 days, the sun moves into a new human design gate or gene key, just like it moves through the zodiac. So we'll shine a spotlight on each new gate or gene key, uncovering the transformative powers they hold within. As the sun activates these gene keys, it activates these archetypal energies within the entire human collective for the 6 days that the sun is in its presence, which is why I am doing this series to cover the energies that we all feel within as the sun is activated, as well as the energies that live within you if you have these gene keys or gates in your human design chart or hologenetic profile. Are you ready to unlock your potential, activate your purpose, and embrace the beauty of your unique design? Then let's dive into the Conscious Code. Welcome back to the Conscious Code series on the Divine Embodiment Podcast. Today we're going to talk about Gate 32 or Gene Key 32. And I like to refer to this as the adaptable preserver. So this gate is in the tropical sign of Libra, but it is in the Vedic sign of Virgo, except for the last day, which is the sixth line where the sun moves into the Vedic sign of Libra. And it's in the Chitra Nakshatra, which is all about making things more appealing, which very much goes along with the energy of this gate. So this is in the spleen and it's moving towards the root. So it has that eagerness to have the drive to make a difference, right? To shift things for the better. And it's called ancestral reverence in the gene keys. The shadow is failure. The gift is preservation, which is like knowing what needs to be maintained. And the city or highest state of frequency is veneration. And that means the recognition of your place in the grand scheme of things, understanding how you flow in the universal web of life. Grafting is all about the nurturing of what matters, maintaining what matters, keeping it alive, keeping that energy alive, preserving it. And this is all about preservation, this gate. And it's deeply rooted in the ability to adapt to change. That's what it's all about. It recognizes the potential for success. You can see who can be successful, whether it's in yourself or within others. You can see who has the capacity for success. You have that capability. And you lead transformation within a community through change by knowing what needs to be changed. You're also good at navigating the constant ebbs and flows of life. You can easily recognize the shift in the environment that you're in if there is a shift. You have the capability of knowing that, especially through the spleen, the instinct center, as well as the capability of guiding your community to its highest potential by recognizing what needs to change. And you have a healthy relationship with success and failure when you're in your gift frequency. Now, in the shadow, you can show up as being extremely conservative. You're afraid of taking risks that could potentially benefit you. Now, in your gift, you see the big picture. You're extremely adaptable. You're oriented for success naturally, and you have a foresight of the big picture. So you know what needs to be changed and shifted, and you know what you need to hold on to, what you need to graft, what you need to preserve. And you can easily recognize the skills and potential of others in your gift. You know how to balance the risks in life. You know what risks to take and what risks not to take for change to happen, for the betterment of the highest good, of the environment, of the world, of yourself. And you also understand the value of preserving certain traditions, skills, or knowledge that does not need to be changed. You hold on to the traditions that are here to stay or that still benefit us, even though they may be old. You know what needs to be preserved and what needs to shift. You have that inner knowing, that instinct, because you can see the big picture. Now, here's some contemplative questions that you can ask yourself if you have this gate. Also, during the 6 days that the sun is in gate 32, if it's not defined in your chart, these are also some questions that we can contemplate on during this time, since it is activated within all of us due to the sun being in this gate during this time. The first question is, how can I develop a healthier relationship with the concept of failure and success? And what steps can I take to embrace change while maintaining my core values and essence? And how can I embrace a balance between restraint and risk-taking for long-term success? It's important for you to trust your instincts to see and sense the long-term implications of situations, as well as recognizing your unique ability to balance what needs to be preserved and what needs to be changed for the greater good of all. It really is a beautiful blend of Virgo and Libra energy, the Virgo with the preservation and the Libra with the finding the balance between success, failure, change, and preservation, knowing what direction we should go into, what traditions we should still hold on to because they're still valuable in our lives. And this is for the greater good of all, holding on to what's still beneficial and then making shifts and changes towards what's no longer working for us as a collective. And that is the beauty of Gate 32, the adaptable preserver. So you adapt to change as it is needed, and you preserve what is still valuable in your life. Thank you so much for joining me again with the Conscious Code series. And definitely check out the Conscious Code Collective to learn more about this gate, as well as all of the other 64 archetypal energies that live within the human design gates, the gene keys, the Chinese I Ching. I love archetypes, and I've studied every single one of them. In these episodes, I'm literally skimming the energy. I don't go as deep as I do within the Conscious Code Collective membership. There are so many affirmations, tips on how you can embody the gift and embrace the shadow, as well as contemplative questions, journal prompts that you can use to really dive into the energies that live within you in these human design gates that are active within your chart. And with that being said, I thank you so much for your presence. Can't wait to connect with you again when the sun shifts into the next human design gate and gene key. Have a beautiful week. And that concludes another enlightening journey through the cosmic realm of human design gates and gene keys. I hope you've enjoyed decoding the conscious code with me, uncovering the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Remember, these powerful insights are not just meant to be heard, but also embraced and embodied in your everyday life. Allow the wisdom of the gates and gene keys to guide you, to ignite your purpose, and to empower you on your unique path of self-discovery and self-mastery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this cosmic exploration. Your presence and curiosity fuel my passion for uncovering the mysteries of the universe. And I invite you to continue exploring and integrating the wisdom you've gained from the Conscious Code. As the sun continues its celestial dance through the gates and gene keys, remember that you too are part of this magnificent cosmic tapestry. Embrace your unique design, honor your path, and let the conscious code guide you to live a life of purpose, authenticity, and self-empowerment. Until our next cosmic rendezvous, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and living as a conscious co-creator of your reality. Thank you for being a part of the Conscious Code.